This is an interview with Rose Fellman for the Youngstown State University Oral History Project, Heritage Manor. This interview is being conducted at Heritage Manor on February 12th at approximately 10 to 2 p.m. Okay, let's start with some basic information. When and where were you born?
Well, I was born in Brooklyn, New York, 1910, mm-hmm. February 16th.
Okay.
And I don't remember how old I was, about seven or six, seven. We came to Youngstown, mm-hmm. and I graduated Rand School, 1929. And then I worked, I don't know if you knew Malkoff's Grocery on Oak Street.
No, I didn't.
And then I got married, 1937, and I lived in Chicago. I went to Chicago, and I got married there in 37, mm-hmm. and my husband died in 61, March 61, and I've been on my own. Well, I worked for Simpson Optical, but was connected with Bell and Hall, and I kept falling down, and it was one accident another, and the doctor got a hold of my brother and told him that he should do something, whether I should go in there in a home or here. So he figured here'd be better, and here I am.
Mm-hmm. When did you come to Heritage Manor?
Well, I came to December the 1st, last year, will be 2 years. But I didn't come here. I went to, what do you call that place in Middle Orange? I forget the name of that place, nursing home there.
Oh, I don't know the name of it.
I forget. Well, anyhow, I was there about 6 months, 4 months, something like that. Mm-hmm. I came here, and I think it was after Easter. It'll be a year in next month, March.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'm in this place, and I like it very much.
Mm-hmm. So it's a nice place.
Yes. And, well, I'm getting accustomed to my life like this.
Mm-hmm.
I never dreamt that I'd have to live like I am living. I belong to quite a few organizations in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and I loved it very much over there, but I couldn't stay anymore myself.
Mm-hmm. What organizations did you belong to?
I belonged to the Junior Hadassah,
mm-hmm.
or Senior Hadassah there, and I was a life member for the retarded children. School for retarded children for many years,
mm-hmm.
and I liked being with them there. And that's it. I belonged to different in the building. I lived in the senior citizen building, and they had different things going there that I took care of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And here I'm doing the same thing. I like that art room. Arts and craft, and that's my lifesaver. I can't wait till tomorrow to go there. And then the exercise room,
mm-hmm.
open, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
I got one brother. In fact, he just left before you came in.
Mm-hmm.
He's here in Youngstown. You want to know who he is? Maybe not.
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is Shy Loxon.
How do you spell the first name?
S-H-Y.
Okay.
And that's it.
No sisters then?
No, I have no sisters.
Okay.
Just one brother.
Were your parents born in this country?
No, my parents were born in Russia. They both came to Russia from 1905, they came to Chicago, to America,
mm-hmm.
and we wandered around quite a bit. We lived in Sedalia, Missouri. We lived in Kansas City, Missouri. My father was an interpreter for Union Pacific Railroad,
mm-hmm.
many years ago.
An interpreter?
Yeah, for different languages. He knew quite a few, Russian, Polish, and all that.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
And then he came here, and he had a lot of his friends here from here, that he grew up in from Europe, and we remained here. This has been my hometown since then.
Mm-hmm.
But I still like Chicago better. I never liked Youngstown.
I don't blame you. Do you remember anything at all about Brooklyn, New York?
No,
when you were a kid?
Don't remember anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You were, what, 7 years old when you moved to Youngstown?
Well, I didn't start school. After I came here, I started kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, must have been six or seven, something like that.
And that was in the early 1900s, so.
Well, and I was born 10, I think, I don't remember what year we came here.
Yeah,
well,
before 1920 then.
And I graduated high school in 1929, so must have been in the 20s there,
yeah.
I don't know exactly.
What was Youngstown like in the 20s? As
well,
opposed to the way it is now?
I'll tell you the truth, I don't know what's going on here. I haven't gotten around anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I grew up with, the girls and the fellows I grew up with, are either grandparents or they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss quite a lot of them. In mm-hmm. fact, when I came here, some of my friends recognized me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know, I thought they were gone and they're here.
Mm-hmm.
So, got reacquainted and that's it.
Yeah. Do you remember the trolley cars that were in Youngstown?
No.
Around then? Okay.
I didn't know they had trolley cars here.
Yeah, I don't know if they still had them in the 20s or not, but
we had streetcars, that I know, but I don't know about
trolley. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's what I meant then.
Well,
streetcars.
We lived on Delaware Avenue at the end of the line there on Belmont. And there was the barns there, the streetcars.
Oh, to house the cars,
yeah,
when they weren't in use.
Car barns.
Uh-huh.
But that's all.
Yeah.
Then before I got married, we went away. They were having buses.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard that the buses ran on the electricity from the streetcars for a while.
Maybe, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
That I couldn't tell you, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What was Chicago like? You went to Chicago in the 30s.
Oh, I always wanted to live there.
Mm-hmm.
I went there when I graduated, 29.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated in February, and I went to see some relatives, and I met my husband there. That was the end of Youngstown for me. And it was beautiful, and I still say it's a nice, beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I lived there, I lived right next to Lake Michigan. In fact, my apartment was like here, and there was Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm. That must have been nice.
I loved it. I still do.
Yeah.
Well, it's like every place else. If you don't, you know, you have to make up your mind to like it. Like someone I taught my mother when I was going with my husband, and we got married and was getting married, my mother said, I don't want you to marry a Chicago gangster. She thought he was a gangster. Well, he wasn't. And the fact is that I remember my husband and I went to a show where Dillinger was killed there. The night that he was killed out in front of the theater, there was a lot of commotion there.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Capone, who was there when I was still in active duty. Well,
mm-hmm.
I remember reading a paper, a magazine story, and it mentioned streets that I didn't know. I thought it was in Chicago. So I asked somebody, and they said, well, why don't you read the end of it and see what it says? So I read it. And all the places, Boardman, and all the racketeer country was right here in Youngstown. I didn't know.
Youngstown had quite a reputation.
Yeah.
for being a mob city.
Well, I didn't know until I read that article. I thought they were talking about Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But they had good and bad in every city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's it.
There was a lot of activity with the gangsters in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them killed.
Mm-hmm. Was it like the movies depicted to be with a bunch of hitmen walking into a restaurant and just machine gunning?
Well, if it wasn't, around where I lived or anything. It was probably in Halsted Street that was noted for that. But I don't know. I don't remember that. Not that I don't remember, I don't know. The only, in the Itana neighborhood, there was a lot of that going on.
Oh, there was?
But this Halsted and, I forgot that name, Belmont, I think. That was noted there for a lot of killing politicians.
Mm-hmm.
They'd find every day somebody killed.
Mm-hmm.
But it died down when Daley was our mayor, one of the mayors that I remember very well. And when he was in office, there wasn't that much killing or anything. It died down.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, last year when I was there, still there, we had a lady mayor. And what was her name? Burns.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to do it, but I don't know who the mayor there now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she still is or not.
So there was still mob activity?
Yeah, there was, but not as much as when I first came there.
Mm-hmm.
My husband used to say, don't go here, don't go there, you're liable to get killed. So I'd say, well, if I get killed, I won't die again. I'll die that one time. But anyhow, thank God nothing happened.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the story of my life.
What do you remember of the Great Depression?
Well, Great Depression wasn't too good. I know I was working at this Malkoff's grocery.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go after school, and I worked there for a while. Well, that was in 1929
mm-hmm.
or so, and I was going to school yet.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated.
When the market crashed.
I graduated in 29, and I was going to... Well, I don't remember too much about that.
Mm-hmm. Was it very difficult for you during the Depression?
No, I was working quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother worked too. He's younger than I am. And I don't know, we got along, that's all I know.
Mm-hmm. What about World War II? What was it like during World War II?
You mean here, or mm-hmm. where I was?
Where you were.
Well, I got a job in a defense factory then.
Mm-hmm.
And we were making lenses from bomb sites and all that for military uses.
Mm-hmm.
I was a welder at the... It's Simpson Optical. I don't think they're insisting they went to California the last time I heard.
Uh-huh.
And, well, it was like every place else, everybody was anxious for it to be over. I don't know if you heard of it. There was... And a ship or a boat, the seven brothers got killed at that, and you then probably wouldn't hear, but anyhow, when two sisters worked with me, and since that time they don't allow no brothers to be together on any kind of, doings, but there was these seven boys, they come from Nebraska. And their two sisters worked by our place.
They were in the military, you mean? And their ship was...
Yeah, sunk.
Sunk. Wow.
There were a lot of boys killed there on that ship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah. was the Jewish community in the U.S., you were in Chicago at the time, during World War II, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was the Jewish community in Chicago aware of what was going on with European Jewry?
Oh, yes. That's one thing I could never understand. I talked to somebody after the war was over. They had no choice to live or die. They would take them into those boxcars and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, couldn't you have gotten, escaped? You would be dead anyhow, one way or another, to take that chance. He said, no, they couldn't do that. It was mm-hmm. terrifying to hear those stories. My mm-hmm. husband's whole family died, killed, and I suppose my mother and father's families too.
Mm-hmm.
So I never knew my husband's family.
Mm-hmm. How early was the American population aware of what was going on? Was it as early as 1939 when the war started, or was it later?
I think later. I'm not sure. I couldn't say. I really don't know.
Uh-huh.
I think it was a little later when all that Hitler business was going on.
Mm-hmm. Were there organizations formed to help European Jewry at the time?
Yes, there was. Well, the Hadassah and the B'nai B'rith. They used to make collections for to send over there for army or something, or buy ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if there was any private places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so long ago I forgot what was going on.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Oh, a long time ago.
I'm getting all of my information secondhand. Very glad I didn't have to live through it.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was really something. That Holocaust, they show pictures of it. They still say that it didn't happen, but it did.
Yeah, the revisionist historians now are trying to deny that it happened. Yeah.
The trouble is, the one that's dead, they can't talk if it's real or not real. The ones that got killed there.
Well, I think that any intelligent person looking at the evidence would have to say that it did happen. My concern is that the next generation of children are going to end up reading history books in school.
They're doing it already, I think.
And they're not going to know. They're not going to know what the facts are.
My little nephew, my brother's grandson, he's only 6, 7 years, not even 7. So he asked me if I was in that Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
He actually don't know what it was all about, you know, but he heard it. He's a smart little fella. And I said, honey, I wasn't in there, so I couldn't tell you, but it was pretty gruesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, even when I was in school, I think we covered that about 8 or 10 years ago when I was in school. And it wasn't at all adequate. It was a couple of paragraphs in a chapter on World War II. You know.
No, they're going to hear about it for many generations, I think.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing to know that. But I don't know, it seemed to me that the American people didn't do enough, but like now that they're where they're fighting now in every place, they're trying to, they send money for, I don't say they shouldn't do it, but take care of your own people first. There's plenty of people here that are starving, children need milk and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's a funny world, that's all I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Let's see. You said you went to Chicago to visit family. How did you travel?
I went with the Erie Railroad.
By rail?
Rail.
Uh-huh. Was it common for people to travel by car at the time?
It was quite common then. It started, whoever had a car would travel, but not as much as now. Here they wouldn't think of taking a plane or a train. Train was out altogether. Now they feel like someone was talking downstairs that they're traveling to Denver, Colorado, and that's quite a trip by car. I told them, gee whiz, aren't you afraid of too much of a ride for you? He said, no, they're going with somebody else and they're taking a turn.
Yeah.
Now they talk about 5-6 hours to go here and go there.
It used to take days.
Yeah. Well, with all these highways, things that they have now, you know, they made up.
What was downtown Youngstown like when you got to Youngstown?
I don't know. I haven't been there yet.
You haven't been downtown at all?
No.
Oh, okay. What did your husband do for a living?
He was a shoe laster.
A shoe last.
Yeah, they put the shoe, the leather part onto this to the sole and heel.
Oh, okay.
He worked for Florsheim.
Okay, I was just going to ask if he had his own business.
He worked many years there.
Do you have any children?
No children.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to add?
No, I don't know. Unless you got something there you want to ask.
No, I've asked just about all the questions that I had. And a couple of more.
Well, I hope that'll help you, whatever you're doing.
It was a nice interview. Thank you very much.
Well,